Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson with this review of the year's top political stories. At the beginning of 2011, it was out with the old governor, Democrat Chet Colbert.
We've had a great team, and I owe Iowans a great deal of thanks for giving me the chance to make a difference.
And in with former Republican Governor Terry Branstad, who began his fifth term on January 14th.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Branstad pushed repeatedly for a deal that would reduce property taxes for businesses.
I think everybody can agree that property taxes have been studied to death, and it is now time for action.
While Representative Tom Sands and others tried, they all failed to come up with a compromise. The 2011 legislative session stretched for months, pushing right up to the July 1st deadline for having a new state budget written.
We don't have a magic number.
Representative Nick Wagner of Marion summed up the Republican view.
People don't want bigger government. They don't want more government spending. That's what we're doing here.
Representative Cindy Winkler of Davenport gave the Democratic viewpoint.
Continuing to think that you can do more with less is insanity.
There were disputes over other issues, especially abortion policy, and some legislators tried but failed to ban red light cameras. Legislators did vote to legalize dove hunting. Hunter and State Senator Dick Dearden choked up.
This is something that I've been very passionate about over the years, and I'm glad this day has finally come.
The 2011 legislative session wound up as the longest in history, wrapping up on June 30th. The Republican presidential race had fits and starts, with politicians like Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin popping in.
Happy with the field of candidates. I always think that there's room for more, though, because spirited debate and more competition will allow an even better discourse.
Only to decide against running.
Tell Barack Obama he had his chance. It ain't working.
It didn't work for Tim Pawlenty either. The former Minnesota governor dropped out of the race after a disappointing third-place finish in the August straw poll.
I think most people know why candidates are in Iowa.
I find it very formidable to think that I might win.
Behind this dress is a titanium spine.
Everybody's got their own issues that matter, but at the end of the day, getting America working again is what the bulk of the people really care about.
You run because you feel like this is what you've been called by your country and by your God to do.
You ready for my answer? I'm not going to raise taxes. That's my answer. I'm not going to raise taxes.
The race has been a little bit like fruit basket upset, with a string of candidates rising then falling in the polls from month to month. People upset with Wall Street started an Occupy movement. About three dozen Occupy Des Moines protesters were arrested in early October. The group's encampment about a block east of the State House remains up and running as 2011 draws to a close. Read more on RadioIowa.com.